It's good to be with you again. I'll start off by asking a question. Do I need to explain to anybody that the world has gone crazy? No. But you know, I suspect that because we have the Word of God and the warnings that we have in it, the Lord knew that. He knew what we as man can do, what we're capable of, what our sin nature is capable of. And can you imagine a time, we see things going in our country the way they're going, and we're thinking, how long can the Lord wait? How long can the Lord wait? But I remember reading over in Genesis, a couple of cities that were absolutely destroyed, wiped out because of the sin of the city was so great. And what about the flood? How bad was it that the Lord wiped off everybody except for the folks that He chose? How bad was it? You know, we think about how things are bad and how things are and stuff like that. But you know what? Does that change anything about the way the Lord told us to behave ourselves? Does that change anything on how He told us that we should conduct ourselves? No. Over in Psalm 11, verse 3, it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, first and foremost, the righteous need to carry on. Do as they've been told aforetime. But one thing we can do, when we see the very foundations, the very moral fibers of our country, of our nation, being torn asunder, the very bricks of the foundation that was built, this country was built upon, being pulled out brick by brick, when we see that, we're seeing the foundations being destroyed, right? Amen. What can the righteous do? Well, we can cling to the foundation that can never be destroyed. Amen. Over in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Standeth sure. We see a lot of things in this life that are going wrong. We see a lot of foundations being destroyed. You know, think about the family unit, how this world is attacking that. Our very religious beliefs are being attacked, you know, very subtly here lately, very subtly. Almost to the point of if it's so subtle that after a while people get used to it. And they'll just dig a little deeper. Next thing you know, that foundation is going to collapse. So what do we do? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Cling to this foundation. Strengthen ourselves in the Lord. We need to bring ourselves, giving ourselves the strength that we have from Him. And it says, cling to that foundation. It says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are His. Not will be His, not can be His. If you keep this recipe, know that are His. Amen. Brethren, we're among the righteous. Whether you feel very righteous at times or not. You know, claim to be among the number of the saints. At times I don't feel much like a saint. But that's when we have to think about. Foundation of God standing sure, having their seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. He knows His people. Yes. He knows the ones that He chose. It's not because of any good that I've done. It's not because of good anything that we have done in His collective unit. It's by the grace of God. Amen. God's grace was set upon us. Amen. Before this very foundation of this world. See, that's why God's foundation standeth sure. His foundation is Himself. and it cannot be broken. It cannot be destroyed. That's why Paul would tell Timothy to lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold onto it. Remember the things that thou were taught. Remember the things in this holy writ. Remember the words over in the third chapter of 2 Timothy, verse 16. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All of these words are the inspired word of God. It's His word. It's inspired by Him. So you know it's right. You know it's true. You know it's accurate. We can hold, we can build upon this. In Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Any other time, I can turn right to it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. You know, this is after the Sermon on the Mount. Like we talked about, kind of started off early. Does the conditions of this world or this nation, do they have any bearing on how we're supposed to act? You know, do they have any effect on how we're supposed to do? We're supposed to do as we're told. Keep His commandments, right? Well, this Sermon on the Mount, after this, in verse 24, Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. You know, if you want to build a house and you want it to stand, you have to start with a good foundation. I've never heard of anybody building a house and the roof down. Just don't do it. You have to start with a good foundation. So the Lord says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings. Well, yes, it's important to come, to listen, to hear, to read. But what did He say? He says, therefore, so whoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Like over in James, let's not be a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. It's so important for us as God's people. We know the truth. The Lord has blessed us to know this truth. So, brethren, sisters, let's hold fast these traditions, these truths. Let's hold fast. Toe the line, if you will. Not back down anymore. We see the foundations being destroyed around us. Let's hold fast to the Lord. That's the solid foundation. And build our house upon the rock. So we can be like that wise man and build a house upon the rock. And verse 25 says, and the rains descends and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon the house and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is founded upon the rock, Jesus Christ Himself. That's the foundation of the church. Brothers and sisters, we need to strengthen the church. Strengthen ourselves. Read these truths. Read His words. Keep His commandments. Strengthen our families. Strong families make strong churches. And strong churches make strong communities. And remember, it's not on our strength. Not on our strength alone, but our strength in the Lord. That's why we have to lay hold of eternal life. Can somebody take eternal life from you? Oh no, we have that promise. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. See how secure you are? See how secure that is? That's more secure than any bank or any institution on this planet. That's insurance. That is secure. So because of knowing this, because we have this knowledge, brothers and sisters, let us press into the kingdom. Enjoy the time we have here. Strengthen our churches by especially teaching the younger generation. That has been on my mind and my heart so much here lately. Because I see the condition of everything going. I see the falling away from the church of God. You know, we want a full house, right? We want people to be having a standing room only to hear these truths. The problem is, not everybody wants to hear the truth. Not everybody wants to hear the truth. So why not the people that are here hear the truth? and let's use it in our life. Strengthen our families. Shore up our foundations, right? Because the foundations of this world are going to be destroyed. So the foundations be destroyed. What can the righteous do? Brothers and sisters, let's lay hold to these truths. Let's stand firm. Let's toe the line. Like Paul would say, be a good soldier. Endure hardship like a good soldier. Or soldiers of the cross, right? Well, to be a good soldier of the cross, one thing we have to do is deny self. You know, Jesus was saying, you know, in Luke 9:23, I think it is, that if any man shall be like me, or if any man shall come after me, which is to be like him, let him first deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Well, we need to be putting our nose in this book daily. We need to be teaching the younger generation. I don't care if it's your children, grandchild, or just somebody that you have exposure to, somebody that just knows you or whatever. Any chance you get, teach somebody something. And if you're going to take the time to teach them something good. This world is a dark place. We've already talked about this world's gone crazy. But God's not the author of confusion, right? No, He's not. Teach them about that. Teach them that they have something that they can set their hope in. And that sure foundation. So, in the foundations, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? They can cling to the sure foundation of God. Strengthen ourselves in Him by His strength and keep His commandments. Endure hardship like a good soldier. You ever seen those movies or whatever, and they've got the heroes, if you will, are toeing the line. The enemy's coming down upon them. They say, hold the line. Brethren, the enemy is here. The enemy's at the gate. The enemy's all around. Brethren, let's hold the line. Shore up our foundation by laying hold to the sure foundation of God. May the Lord bless you.
Amen. Oftentimes, our efforts to hold on to that foundation may not be against an enemy as much as it is some trial or test that we personally are going through, and so we want to go through it in the way that shows that we are holding on to that foundation. So for a practical application of what we've just heard, I want to go to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. A familiar passage. I've preached on it a number of times. Pray the Lord's in it this morning. I pondered a number of things, but the phone kept ringing this morning. I didn't have time to look into some other things. And so anyway,